Lahore witnesses three different attacks in an apparently coordinated assault on Pakistan security apparatus. The attacks began around 9 a.m. local time when gunmen blasted their way into the regional headquarters of one of Pakistan's intelligence agencies. The gunmen took hostages. As this was taking place, the police training school in Manawan was attacked, and at another location close to Lahore's main international airport, the training center of the Pakistan elite police force came under fire. Back at the Federal Investigation Agency, a gunman's body was brought out as police officers quickly recaptured the building. A local son of the Pakistani Taliban claims responsibility.
We've recovered a suicide jacket and hand grenades, and two dead bodies were lying here at the gate.
All of this comes as a suspected U.S. drone strike hits the main North Waziristan town of Miranshah in the early hours of Thursday morning. Then, just a few hours after, a suicide bomber drives up to the police station in the garrison town of Kohat, also in the northwest frontier, and detonates his cargo, killing and injuring many. Pakistan is under fire. The government want to beat back the Taliban and are preparing for ground offensive into South Waziristan, a key Taliban stronghold. In the last 2 months, fighter jets have pounded targets across South Waziristan in preparation. People are fleeing from the area as the army surrounds it.
Across Pakistan, there seems to be a real sense of nervousness. Pakistanis aren't just witnessing one attack a day, they're seeing several, and that's got them worried. Now, the government are hoping that its operation in South Waziristan will significantly degrade the Taliban to the point where they won't be able to mount attacks like the ones we saw in Lahore on Thursday. However, the Taliban have said they're going to fight to the death. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.